Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And on the line with us right now, I have a new way to introduce him. He is part of the GM Shuffle podcast. He is writing a sequel to the great book, Gridiron Genius. He is also writing for VSIN.com. You don't know what that stands for, right?
We don't know.
But I know this. He did a deep dive on Jalen Hurts.
It's the most complimentary he's ever been of Jalen,
I believe.
And
he is sponsored by Panther East. Don't get nailed by OSHA. Get safety rail and fall protection equipment from Panther East, the premier distributor of safety in the Philadelphia region, PantherEast.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Mike Lombardi. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, everyone.
So, Mike, Rhea's showing me a little bit of this thing you wrote at VSIN.com. What is the VSIN.com? What is that?
So it's called Vegas Stats and Information Network. It was started 5 years ago by the Musburger family, Brant and his nephew, Brian. And it's now part of the DraftKings Media Group. And so I started working for them over at the Oceans 4 years ago. And now we do a show at the Borgata on the weekends there. And it's a streaming. It's basically C-SPAN for the betting public. It's a betting network, and all the information that you would want to get is there. And our website online is outstanding if anybody's interested in joining and kind of getting these information about the teams, the line movements, and all that stuff.
Sounds great. I reckon by what you wrote that you were fairly impressed with Hurts on Monday night. Is that correct, Mike?
You know, who couldn't be, right? So I think there's a couple factors here in the game. So I think Donatell went into the game watching 17 carries by Hurts the week before against the Detroit Lions and said, you know, I'm not going to let him just kind of run around here. We've got to keep all eyes on the quarterback. So he played a zone and dared Hurts to be accurate with the football and make throws. And the windows were so wide open, not as wide open as Tua's windows were when he was throwing it, but they were wide open. And he responded, you know, with only 5 incomplete passes. I think that what we're seeing, the evolution of football as we move forward, the single wing as we know it. When I was a young – my first year in the National Football League in 1984, my job was I had to be on bus one and sit behind Coach Walsh in case he needed something, and then he would ask me. And I would get on bus one and sit behind Coach Walsh, and he would be doodling on an index card some of these single wing plays, and I thought, I thought I knew it all then, and I was like, what is he looking at these plays for? Well, he was always looking for ideas out of the Clark Shaughnessy single wing and the passing game, and I think we've evolved to this because of the quarterback size and their movement. It's created a problem for the defense because they are now the extra offensive weapon on the ground in the run game. And it presents a huge problem, and I think that's what Philly has done over the last – I've called them the Oklahoma offense, which is what they have been, and they're doing it very effectively.
Right, so what you're saying is when you have the extra component of a quarterback who can run well, it creates a whole nother level of things the defense has to worry about, and it could open up things that you otherwise would not have. That's how we had so many open receivers on Monday night, right, Mike? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, he didn't want to get into a man-to-man game because if he gets into a man-to-man game, his defensive backs are turned, and all of a sudden he can't – now Hurts is taken off for – like he did in the first game, 3rd and 15, he takes off for a 17-yard gain. So it presents a little bit of a problem. And when I say running quarterback, I'm not talking about a guy who just scrambles. I'm talking about a guy who is designated in the run game. Like that's what Josh Allen is. Even though he only carried one time on Monday night, you were worried about him running the ball, running quarterback sweep, running quarterback draw, running quarterback power. you know, those are all single wing plays that we haven't really run. But these quarterbacks, in fairness, they're bigger than some of the linebackers that they're playing against now.
All right, let's talk. That's the X's and O's. Now let's get into the psychology, all right? Let's start with Wentz. All right, Wentz was the quarterback here. Hurts came here, and Wentz right away didn't like the idea that there was another guy challenging him, and eventually he quit on his team and left. What is he thinking going into Sunday's game? Does he want revenge, Mike? What do you think is the mindset of Wentz facing the Eagles Sunday?
You know, it's hard for me with Wentz because when things are going well, you know, he can play well. But like last week in Detroit, when he got behind and the game was kind of close, he was unable to really make a play. They had six drives in the first half against the Lions, and they punted five times off three and outs, and then they got a safety on the other drive. So, you know, when the game is tight, when it's a little looser, and he could either play from behind and there isn't this great pressure, to me, he'll function. I think if he enters the world of feeling the pressure or feeling he's got to prove something, he won't play well. I think he is one of those kids that has to kind of block it all out and almost think that this is just a Sunday afternoon against a normal team because he puts too much pressure on himself. He'll make mistakes.
All right, now let's talk about the winner of the week, the breakout star in that game, as great as Hurts was in the first half, Darius Slay basically took Justin Jefferson out of the game, Mike. How good is Slay, Mike?
Well, I think that what you said is true. I think Slay was outstanding. There's no doubt. He played really well. He's played the best I've seen him play in 2 years. But I think deeper than that, Angelo, is the fact that they were aggressive defensively.
Yeah.
That they attacked, and they were willing to play man-to-man. You know, last year against the six good quarterbacks they played, and certainly Cousins is one of those six guys that is good, you know, the ball never hit the ground very much, 36 times in six games. So they changed their approach. To me, when you left the stadium, to me, the highlight of the night was their defensive temperament, their defensive attitude, and their defensive scheme. That changed. And if that continues to change and they continue to be aggressive and force turnovers and force mistakes, they're going to be really problematic for a lot of teams because if they get the lead on you, and this is something that's so important, you know, it's hard to slow them down when they play from in front. And I think that's the key to the game. And so far this year, after two games, the Eagles' defense in the first game didn't look the same, although they played man. In this game, it looked much improved.
All right, so on the other side of the ball, how good are they defensively, and how could the Eagles exploit them?
Look, they have really struggled to stop the running game, Washington. They have, for as good as they are defensively, here's Washington's approach, okay? Now, you know, Dan Snyder's been neutered. He's like Napoleon. He's been sent to Elba. You know, he's on an island off the coast of Italy because he's not allowed to rule the team any longer. Had he been ruling the team, there would have been firings going on last year like crazy. I mean, Ron Rivera, who's had three winning seasons in his 10 years as a head coach, 11 years as a head coach.
Wow.
You know, he's made no real changes to his staff last year after being a disaster, specifically defensively, where they couldn't stop the run. They gave up more rushing touchdowns than anybody in the league. They struggled to stop the pass. And all this conversation about having this great defensive line never has manifested itself. I mean, Jacksonville had every opportunity to win the game in week one. Doug decides to go for it on fourth down in the red zone, not take the points, doesn't get any points, misses a field goal, has some other opportunities, they don't make it. So, to me, I don't see the improvement in their team, especially defensively. You can run the football on them. And the Eagles have done that. Now, I think that you've got to be careful to not turn this ball over because that's the only chance. That's the way they kind of play. They'll give up yards, but they can't. But I think it's going to be a hard game for Washington to slow down this run game. Because, look, let's face it, they have no home field advantage either. They have no home field advantage.
Mike, do you – there won't be on – you got to hear all the people that are going there to boo Wentz, Mike. Mm-hmm. It's mind-boggling. Mike, you got the Eagles winning this game, don't you?
Oh, no, to me, they're the better team. And I think they can put pressure on. Last week against Detroit, the offensive line with Leno and Cozy, the left-right tackle and the left tackle, they did not play well. I mean, Wentz was under a lot of pressure the whole entire game. And I think that's what Philly has to do. You got to speed Wentz up. You got to make him have to play faster so that his mechanics wear down.
What kind of score are we looking at, Mike?
You know, I think this is going to be a 28-20 game. I think the Eagles should win this game. They got to get – here's the key to the game, right? So like in a lot of games we play in the NFL, you got to get control of the first quarter. It's really about that, and especially for a team that wants to play with the lead. The Eagles have scored 41 points in the second quarter this year.
Wow.
41 points in the second quarter. That's remarkable, right? They haven't scored a point in the fourth quarter all year, which is why they didn't cover against the Lions. So when they play from in front like they have been, they're 48-21 going into halftime with the lead. That's going to be the key of the game. I think that's what they'll need to do.
Mike Lombardi, dazzling all the time. Read what he wrote on VSIN.com. Mike, always an honor. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Angelo.
Mike Lombardi, I was loving it. Mike.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.